DeMello. Coast FM.
You may have seen a 10-year-old McDonald's cheeseburger on display.
You showed me a photo of
it. In Iceland, in the news recently, right? It's just notched up 10 years since they closed the last Macca's, and the burger's been kept under glass.
So they don't have any McDonald's in Iceland.
They only had three and they've shut them all. Iceland's a very odd place. Mm. They elected a comedian as their prime minister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Iceland that did that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, of course, there were. It's a very small place. A friend of mine's from Iceland and he's related to him.
Oh, of course. They're probably all related. Yeah, there's probably two families in the whole of Iceland.
Like it's a unique little place.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're quite progressive in lots of ways. Anyway, thousands of online users have followed this live stream of the slow decay of this burger, right?
Yeah. So what, you can log in and just watch it.
I don't have the details.
Absolutely nothing.
I reckon you can find out, though, pretty easily.
Oh, my God.
Tourists regularly pose for selfies with it.
Why?
And the fries are kind of, well, just because it's
because there's nothing else to do in Iceland. Is that why?
But 10 years, right? But turns out it's not so special. In 1995, two friends bought burgers at their local Macca's in Adelaide. And one burger was left over. A friend visiting from interstate said, "Hold on to it for me till I come back." And he never came back. So we still have the burger. 25 years ago, it's been stored in various places. The word is, if you're wondering, it's not actually necessarily a sign of like all the stuff they put
preservatives
in.
Preservatives.
No. Well, look, we know it's got plenty of salt in it for a start, and that's a preservative. But no moisture means things that don't rot, don't decay, and no creatures will eat it once it goes hard.
Ooh.
So just leave some bread outside and basically you'll see what I mean. If the birds don't get it while it's fresh, it'll just go hard and it'll just sit there.
It'll sit there, yeah.
Yeah, except don't live stream it because I think, you know, two ancient burgers is probably enough for most of the world.
Yeah.
And anyway, if you want living proof of this kind of stuff, just look at Keith Richards from The Stars.
Look how well he's preserved.
That's right.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, so the next round of My Park Grooves happens in San Remo this weekend.
San Remo,
Sunday from 5:30. You can get your drumming groove on at Eros Reserve. Our website has the details.
Hmm.
Can you believe Sesame Street is turning 50?
50.
The first episode, which was, if you're wondering, sponsored by the letters W, S and E and the numbers 2 and 3, aired in 1969, and Sunday will be the official anniversary.
50 years. What a show.
I was just looking at it, and Big Bird is still in it.
Yep. Most of them still are, aren't they?
Well, there's a lot of... You remember Bob, who was always the kind of guy... Well, anyway.
That's why he's not there anymore.
No, well, last time I checked, he was still there. He was there. He was part of the original cast, and he's still...
The Cookie Monster's still there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Cookie Monster. And there's plenty of... You know,
this one lives in the garbage.
Oscar. Yeah. Anyway.
No.
Happy birthday, Sesame Street. November, by the way, too, is officially Learn on the Loo month. It's background again. So they're raising funds and awareness for the 1 in 3 people worldwide who don't have access to a decent toilet.
Mm-hmm.
WaterAid is inviting Aussies to dedicate their toilet time during November to learn a new skill. And they reckon 10 to 15 minutes a day on average adds up to about 8 hours a month.
Yeah, so it has to be an activity you can do whilst on
the loo. Well, learning on the loo. It's like with a book, probably, is what they're suggesting.
Your timetables on...
I'm not saying learn juggling or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you
can
do it on the loo.
I'm going to learn how to walk a tightrope on the loo.
Wow, I'd be impressed.
So what I think the message is multi-skill, multitask, and keep some hand sanitizer handy.
Gross.
Voyager 2, that's the NASA probe that they launched 42 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It's sent back the first lot of information from basically interstellar space. It actually made it outside of our own solar system.
Wow.
And actually managed to successfully get info back.
Yeah.
And the theoretical boundary, I don't want to get too technical here, but the theoretical, because I don't know, because I'm going to get lost otherwise, but like the theoretical boundary of where our solar system finishes, our galaxy finishes, is the... our solar system. This is where I get confused.
Yeah, look, I feel like you've delved too deep already.
Is the bit where the sun doesn't necessarily have as much influence, right? And actually, it marked the point where it went through the boundary because the temperature was significantly changed.
Mm-hmm.
And all this information for, like, what, 18 billion kilometres away was successfully sent back to us, right? And here's my point. Using a transmitter that's roughly the same power as a fridge light.
Wow.
And they can manage a decent signal. And yet, I can't get reliable Wi-Fi at the other end of the house.
It's ridiculous. They've used all their energy on these...
On 42-year-old technology.
Yeah.
What's going on? So let's go back to, I don't know, old tech.
Let's complain to NASA.
Yeah.
Give us your equipment.
It's not a bad idea. Might take a while to get it back, though.
Yeah.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And exposing the seedy underbelly of entertainment once again, it's Nikki Park.
Wow, thanks so much for that. The first Christmas movie of the season has dropped with Last Christmas out in cinemas today.
Hey.
Now, this is the flick that's based on Wham and George Michael music, and it stars Emilia Clarke, of course, Game of Thrones star, and Henry Golding and Emma Thompson, who also helped write the flick with Bridesmaid director Paul Feig. So it's going to be a great one.
Okay, cool.
The soundtrack is also out now, featuring an unreleased track from George Michael himself, which is believed to be one of the last tracks he ever recorded before he passed away. This one's called This Is How.
This is how we want you to get high. The way that we showed ya, the way that we told ya was decent. This is how we want you to get high. This is how we want you to get by.
There we go. Very George Michael.
Yep, there you go. Another new movie that's coming out real soon, next week, in fact, is Charlie's Angels.
Morning, Charlie.
Our director, and she's also in the movie, Elizabeth Banks, has appeared on a recent episode of Stephen Colbert to remind everyone about the greatest past roles of her cast members, especially Sir Patrick Stewart.
I think it's important to remember his famous role as poop emoji in the Emoji Movie.
That's true.
That is really like a highlight of his career.
Sure.
And what it says about him is that he does not take anything too seriously, right? Like he's game for anything. And this is a movie where all the characters are really game and we're having a lot of fun. And I just knew he would come and bring that energy to set. The poop emoji energy.
The poop emoji energy. I love that. And Netflix has released the first trailer for Dolly Parton's anthology series called Heartstrings. Each of the 8 episodes features a storyline inspired by one of Parton's songs.
Songs, they're just stories put to music. Songs that I've written, they're stories of my life. Every triumph, every struggle, every smile, every sorrow. It's the melody of my memories. It's the sound of my heartstrings.
Oh, isn't that nice? Heartstrings premieres on November 22.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.